to La Fere. You did it. Breakdown. 2. 2. Is the informal pronoun for you in French. Elle. Elle. Is a contraction of le. Le. The masculine definite article, and la. La. The feminine definite article, and refers to a direct object that has already been mentioned in context. As. As. Is the auxiliary verb, avoir. Avoir. To have, in the present tense, conjugated in the second person singular. Fate. Faire. Is the past participle of the verb, faire. Faire. To do, to make. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, as. As. Agrees in person, and number with the subject, to. To. Direct object pronoun. L. L. Is a direct object pronoun, meaning it refers to the object that is directly acted upon by the verb. Past participle. The past participle, fate. Fair. Is used with the auxiliary verb, avoir. Avoir. To form the passé composé, compound past tense. Tu as réussi. You succeeded. This sentence is in the to form, which is the informal way of saying you in French. Tu as réussi. Tu as is the present tense of the verb avoir. Avoir. To have, conjugated in the to form. It means you have. Réussi. Réussi. Is the past participle of the verb réussir. Réussir. To succeed. It means, succeeded. Exclamation is an exclamation point, and indicates that the sentence is an exclamation. The sentence is a simple statement that means, you have succeeded. It is used to congratulate someone on their achievement.
Vous avez réussi.
You succeeded. This sentence uses the formal, vous, form, which is the polite form of you, in French.
Vous.
This is the formal, you, in French. It is used to address someone with respect, especially when you don't know them well, or when they are older than you.
Avez.
This is the third-person plural form of the verb, avoir, to have. It is conjugated in the present tense.
Réussi.
This is the past participle of the verb, réussir, to succeed. It is used in this case to indicate that the action of succeeding has been completed. The sentence literally translates to, you have succeeded. But it is more natural to say, you succeeded. In English.
Nous savons.
We know. This is a simple sentence in the present tense.
Nous
is the subject pronoun for we.
Savons
is the present tense conjugation of the verb savoir, which means to know. This sentence is a straightforward statement expressing certainty.
Vous pouvez vous asseoir.
You can sit down. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests.
Vous.
You, formal, plural, or polite singular.
Pouvez.
Can, from the verb.
Pouvoir.
To be able to.
Vous asseoir.
To sit down, reflexive verb.
S'asseoir.
To sit down, with the reflexive pronoun.
Vous.
Agrees in person, and number with the subject.
Vous.
The.
Vous.
In the sentence acts as both the subject, and the object of the verb.
Asseoir.
Making it a reflexive verb. Tu peux t'asseoir. You can sit down. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command or request. Tu.
Tu.
Is the informal pronoun for you.
Tu.
Pe. Is the informal conjugation of the verb pouvoir.
Pouvoir.
To be able to, in the present tense. It is conjugated this way, because of the pronoun tu.
Ti.
Te. Is a contraction of ti.
Te.
You, and a.
A.
To. It is used for emphasis, and to make the sentence sound more informal.
Asseoir.
Asseoir.
To sit down, is an irregular verb. In this case, it is used in the infinitive form, which is required after the verb pouvoir.
Pouvoir.
To be able to.
Il faut que tu t'en ailles.
You must leave. This sentence uses the impersonal verb.
Il faut.
Which means, it is necessary, or, one must. The verb.
Aller.
To go, is in the infinitive form, which is used after.
Il faut.
The pronoun.
Tu.
You, is the object of the verb.
Aller.
The reflexive pronoun.
Te.
Yourself, is used with.
Aller.
To emphasize that the action of leaving is performed by the subject.
You.
The particle.
Ah.
Is used to indicate a general movement away from a location, or situation.
Tu dois y aller.
You have to go there. This sentence is in the to form, which is the informal you in French, used for someone you know well.
Tu.
Is the subject pronoun, meaning you.
Dois.
Is the verb devoir, to have to must, conjugated in the present tense, second person singular form.
E.
Is a pronoun referring to a place previously mentioned in the context. It is short for.
À cela.
To that.
Aller.
Is the verb aller, to go, in the infinitive form. So the sentence literally translates to you have to go to that.
Tu dois partir.
You must leave. The sentence.
Tu dois partir.
Is a simple imperative sentence in the familiar form.
Tu.
Is the subject pronoun, you, in the familiar form, used for someone you know well.
Dois.
Is the verb, devoir, to have to must, conjugated in the present tense. Second person singular.
Partir.
Is the verb, to leave, in the infinitive form. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject plus verb plus infinitive. The imperative mood is used to give a command, or instruction. In this case, it is a strong instruction to leave.
Tu dois t'en aller.
You must leave. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests.
Tu.
Tu.
Is the subject pronoun for you, in the informal singular form, used for someone you know well.
Dois.
Dois.
Is the present tense of the verb devoir.
Devoir.
Meaning, to have to, or, must. It is conjugated here in the second person singular.
Tien aller.
T'en aller.
Is a reflexive pronoun, and a verb combined to mean, to leave, or, to go away. The reflexive pronoun ti.
Te.
Is used here in its contracted form ti.
Te.
Because it precedes a vowel. The verb is aller.
Aller.
Which means, to go. It is conjugated in the infinitive form, which is the base form of the verb.
Vous avez besoin de nous.
You need us. This sentence is in the
vous.
form of the verb, avoir, to have, which is used when addressing a group of people, or someone in a formal context.
Vous
means you, plural, or formal singular.
Avez
is the present tense conjugation of avoir for
vous. Besoin
means need.
De
is a preposition meaning of.
Nous
means us. So, the sentence translates to, you need us.
Tu as besoin de nous.
You need us. This sentence uses the
tu
form of the verb avoir, to have, which is conjugated as
as.
In the present tense, it is followed by the
besoin,
need, and the
de
preposition, which indicates the object of the need, which is
nous,
us.
Tu m'as tiré dessus.
You shot at me. Breakdown.
Tu.
Tu.
Is the informal subject pronoun, you. It's used when speaking to someone you know well, like a friend or family member.
M.
Is the contracted form of
me
plus
a,
meaning to me. It is the indirect object pronoun, showing who is the recipient of the action. As
us
is the past participle of the verb
avoir,
to have. It's used with the auxiliary verb
avoir
to form the passé composé tense, the most common past tense in French. Tirer.
Tirer.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Tirer.
To shoot. This verb is often used with the preposition.
Sur.
On. Dessus.
Dessus.
Means, on top of, or, at. It's used here as a prepositional pronoun, meaning, at that. Overall, the sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe a completed action in the past. The sentence literally translates to, you have shot at me, but the more natural English translation is, you shot at me.
Tu m'as réveillé.
You woke me up. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the passé composé, a common verb tense in French.
Tu
is the informal second person singular pronoun, meaning you.
M'as.
Ma
is a contraction of the pronoun me.
Me
and the verb avoir.
Avoir
in the past participle you.
U.
Réveillé.
Réveillé
is the past participle of the verb réveillé.
Réveillé.
Meaning, to wake up. The passé composé is formed by combining the auxiliary verb avoir.
Avoir.
To have, in the present tense with the past participle of the main verb. In this case, avoir.
Avoir.
Is conjugated in the present tense as
as.
As. Because the subject is
to.
To.
On sait.
We know. This sentence is very simple. It uses the
on,
which is a contraction of
nous,
we, and
on,
one. So,
on sait
literally means one knows. In English, we use we to express general knowledge or agreement.
Vous m'avez réveillé.
You woke me up. Breakdown.
Vous.
You, formal, plural, or singular polite.
M.
Contraction of.
Me.
Me, and.
Avez.
Have. This is a direct object pronoun, meaning it receives the action of the verb.
Avez.
present tense of the verb. Avoir. To have. Réveiller. Past participle of the verb. Réveiller. To wake up. It agrees in gender with the direct object pronoun. Me. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Avoir. Is conjugated in the second person plural, or the second person singular polite. Direct object pronoun. M. Acts as the direct object of the verb. Réveiller. Past participle. The past participle. Réveiller. Agrees in gender with the direct object pronoun. Me. Which is feminine. Tu vas perdre. You are going to lose. This sentence uses the future tense in French. Va. Which means, will go, or, are going to. The verb. Perdre. Means, to lose. The phrase. Va perdre. Is the future tense of the verb. Perdre. And means, will lose, or, are going to lose. This sentence is an example of a simple sentence with a subject pronoun. Tu. Meaning, you, and a verb in the future tense. Vous allez perdre. You are going to lose. Breakdown. Vous. Is the formal, or plural pronoun, you. Allez. Is the present tense of the verb. Allez. To go. This is used with an infinitive to indicate a future action, similar to going to in English. Perdre. Is the infinitive verb to lose. In this context, the sentence expresses a prediction that the listener will lose something, potentially in a game, competition, or other situation. Tu es de retour. You are back. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the subject pronoun. Tu. You, and the verb. Être. To be, conjugated in the present tense. The adverb. De retour. Back, modifies the verb, and indicates the state of the subject. Vous êtes de retour. You are back. This sentence is in the vous form, which is the formal, you, in French. It's used when addressing someone you don't know well, someone older than you, or someone in a position of authority. The verb être is the verb to be in French. Here, it is conjugated in the present tense être, which means are. The ending être indicates the second person plural, formal. De retour means back. The literal translation of this sentence would be, you are of back, but in English, we simply say, you are back. T'es sympa. You are nice. This is a very informal phrase in French, used between friends, or people who know each other well. It literally means, you are sympathique. Sympa is a slang word for sympathique, which means nice, friendly, or pleasant. Le T at the beginning is a contraction of le, which means you are. Te décontracté. You are relaxed. The sentence is a shortened form of to ease décontracté. Tu is the informal you. Is the third person singular present tense conjugation of être, to be. Décontracté means relaxed, informal, or casual. It's an adjective. This sentence would be considered very informal. Tu es juste. You are right. This sentence uses the verb être which means to be. The verb is conjugated in the present tense, second person singular, which is used to address one person directly.
2.
Is the subject pronoun, meaning you.
A.
Is the present tense conjugation of the verb.
Et.
For the second person singular.
Juste.
Is an adjective meaning right or fair.
Vous êtes juste.
You are right. The sentence.
Vous êtes juste.
Is a simple sentence in the present tense.
Vous.
Is the formal you in French used to address someone with respect.
Et.
Is the third person plural form of the verb être to be conjugated in the present tense.
Juste.
Is an adjective meaning right or correct. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject plus verb plus adjective. The adjective.
Juste.
Modifies the subject.
Vous. Vous êtes juste.
You are right. This sentence is in the vous form, which is the formal you in French.
Vous.
Is the subject pronoun, meaning you.
Et.
Is the verb to be conjugated in the present tense, second person plural.
Juste.
Is the adjective just in the plural, agreeing with the subject vous. So, the sentence translates to you are right and emphasizes the formality of the speaker towards the listener.
Nous perdîmes.
We lost. This sentence is in the past tense and uses the past participle form of the verb perdre.
Perdre.
Which means to lose. The verb perdre is irregular in the past participle, which is perdu.
Perdu.
The past participle, perdu.
Perdu.
Agrees with the subject nous.
Nous.
In both number, plural, and person, first. The subject pronoun nous.
Nous.
Meaning, we, is necessary in this sentence, because it is an affirmative sentence in the past tense. The sentence is an example of a simple sentence in the past tense.
Tu vas bien.
You are doing well. This sentence is in the informal form of address used with friends or family. Tu is the informal pronoun for you. Vas is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, or le, to go, which is used here in a present progressive sense, meaning, are going. Bien means, well, and serves as an adverb modifying the verb, vas. The sentence essentially conveys that you are in a good state, both physically and emotionally.
Tu es libre.
You are free. This sentence uses the
tu
form of the verb
être,
which means to be conjugated in the present tense. The present tense is used to express an action that is happening now, or a state that is true in the present.
Libre
means free.
Vous êtes libre.
You are free. This sentence is in the
vous
form, which is the formal or polite way of addressing someone in French. The verb
être
is conjugated in the present tense to agree with the subject.
Vous.
The adjective
libre
modifies the subject, making it clear that the person or people addressed are in a state of freedom.
Vous êtes libre.
You are free. This sentence is in the vous form, which is the formal form of the second person singular and plural pronoun in French. Breakdown.
Vous
is the subject pronoun, meaning you, formal.
Et
is the present tense form of the verb être to be conjugated for vous.
Libre
is an adjective meaning free. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates the use of the formal form of address in French, which is important to use when speaking to someone you don't know well, someone older than you, or someone in a position of authority.
Vous êtes bon.
You are good. This sentence uses the formal form of you.
Vous.
Which is appropriate when addressing someone you don't know well, or who is older than you.
Et
is the third person plural form of the verb
être.
To be, in the present tense.
Bon
is an adjective meaning good, and agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Vous êtes bon.
You are good. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
Vous
is the formal pronoun for you. It is used when addressing someone with respect, such as a professor, an elder, or someone you don't know well.
Être
is the present tense form of the verb être, to be, conjugated in the second person plural.
Bon
is the feminine singular form of the adjective bon, good. It agrees in gender and number with the subject, vous.
Vous êtes bon.
You are good. This is a simple sentence in French, expressing a positive statement about the subject.
Vous
is the formal plural form of the pronoun you, used when addressing multiple people respectfully.
Et
is the verb to be, conjugated in the present tense, third person plural form. It agrees with the subject, you.
Bon
is the masculine plural form of the adjective good. The entire phrase translates to, you are good. This could be a simple statement of observation, or it could be a compliment.
Vous êtes bon.
You are good. This is a simple sentence in the
vous
form, meaning you, in a polite or plural context.
Et
is the conjugated form of the verb
être
to be, in the present tense, and it agrees with the subject.
Vous
in the second person plural.
Bon
is the feminine plural form of the adjective
bon,
good, modifying the subject.
Vous.
This sentence could be used to address a group of women, or to address one woman politely. The sentence is a statement of fact, but it can also be used to express appreciation, or approval.
Tu es bon.
You are good. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense.
Tu
is the informal pronoun for you, used when addressing a singular person you are familiar with.
Et
is the third person singular form of the verb être, to be. It is conjugated in the present tense to agree with the subject, to, you.
Bon
is an adjective meaning good. Therefore, the sentence translates to, you are good.
Tu es bon.
You are good. The sentence
tu es bon
is a simple sentence in the present tense.
Tu
is the subject pronoun, meaning you.
Et
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
être
to be, in the second person singular.
Bon
is the feminine singular adjective meaning good. This sentence is a simple example of a subject-verb-adjective sentence structure in French. The word order is important, and the adjective
bon
must agree in gender and number with the subject.
Tu. Nous avons perdu.
We lost. Breakdown. Nous.
Nous.
We, subject pronoun, plural, avons.
Avons.
Have, present tense of the verb, avoir, conjugated with the plural subject pronoun, nous, perdu.
Perdu.
Lost, past participle of the verb, perdre. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb, avons, is conjugated in the plural form to agree with the plural subject, nous. Past participle. The past participle, perdu, is used with the auxiliary verb, avoir, to form the passé composé tense, which describes a completed action in the past. You are good. This is an informal and colloquial way of saying, you are good, in French. Is a contraction of
tu es,
which means, you are.
Bon
means good. This is an example of a common contraction in spoken French. Contractions are a crucial part of the language, and are vital to understanding how native speakers communicate.
T'es bon.
You are good. This sentence is a familiar, informal way to say, you are good, in French. T'es is a contraction of
tu es,
which means, you are
the
t'es in
tu
is often dropped in informal speech, and the
in
air is often replaced with an apostrophe. Bon means good. Key concepts. Contractions. French uses contractions frequently, especially in informal speech. Informal language. This sentence is very informal, and should only be used with close friends or family.
Tu es gentil.
You are kind. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense.
Tu
is the informal pronoun for you.
Être
is the conjugated form of the verb
être.
To be, in the present tense, second person singular.
Gentil
is an adjective meaning kind.
Tu es gentil.
You are kind. This sentence uses the formal tu.
Tu.
Which is used to address someone you know well, such as a friend or family member.
Est
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
être.
To be, in the second person singular.
Gentil
is the feminine form of the adjective.
Gentil.
Kind.
Vous êtes paresseuse.
You are lazy. This sentence is in the vous form, which is the formal plural form of you in French. Breakdown.
Vous.
You, formal, plural.
Être.
Are, present tense of the verb être, to be.
Paresseuse.
Lazy, feminine plural adjective. Key concepts. Formal vs informal. In French, there are two forms of you, tu for informal, and vous for formal. This sentence uses the formal vous because it is addressing multiple people in a formal context. Agreement. Adjectives in French must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Here, the adjective
paresseuse
is in the feminine plural to agree with the implied noun
fille.
Girls, because the subject, vous, is likely to be a group of girls.
Nous fûmes battus.
We were beaten. This sentence uses the
passé simple
tense, which is a past tense used for completed actions in the past, often in formal writing or storytelling.
Nous
is the subject pronoun for we.
Fume
is the
passé simple
conjugation of the verb
être.
To be, the verb
être
is used to form the passé composé. Past participle with être. Verbs, but in the passé simple. It's conjugated as a regular verb. Battu is the past participle of the verb. Bat. To beat. It is in the masculine plural form to agree with the subject. Nous. Tu es perdu. You are lost. The sentence is in the tu form, which means you, in the singular, informal form. The verb est is the present tense of the verb être. To be, it is conjugated in the second person singular. The word perdu is the past participle of the verb perdre. To lose. In this case, it functions as an adjective, meaning lost. The sentence literally translates to, you are lost. It is a simple statement expressing that the person being addressed is in a state of being lost. Tu es perdu. You are lost. This sentence is in the tu form, which is the informal form of you, used when addressing someone you know well. Tu is the subject pronoun, you, in the informal form. Is the present tense conjugation of the verb être. To be, for the pronoun tu. Perdu is the feminine past participle of the verb perdre. To lose, and acts as an adjective in this sentence, modifying the subject tu. The entire sentence translates to, you are lost. The past participle, perdu, implies that the subject is currently in a lost state. Tu es méchant. You are mean. This sentence uses the informal, tu, form of the verb, être, which means, to be, in the present tense. The adjective, méchante, méchant, is in the feminine form to agree with the feminine pronoun, tu. Tu. Vous êtes méchant. You are mean. The sentence structure is simple. Vous is the subject pronoun, meaning you, in the formal form of address. Et is the verb to be, conjugated in the present tense, agreeing with the subject. Vous méchant is the feminine adjective, mean, since the subject is vous, which is feminine, the adjective must also agree in gender. Je t'ai. I have you. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe an action that happened in the past, and is completed. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Te is the verb avoir, conjugated in the passé composé tense with the object pronoun te, meaning you, in the informal singular form. In this case, avoir means to have, and te is the direct object of the sentence, meaning the one who is possessed. T'es sympa. You are nice. The phrase, t'es sympa, is a very informal way of saying, you are nice, in French. T'es is a contraction of tu. You, and are sympa is a colloquial adjective meaning nice or friendly. This phrase is commonly used between friends or people who know each other well. Vous êtes sympa. You are nice. This sentence uses the formal vous, which is a polite way to address someone in French. Être is the present tense form of the verb être.
Être.
To be conjugated for the second person plural.
Sympa
is an adjective that means nice or friendly.
Vous êtes sympa.
You are nice. The sentence uses the formal vous.
Vous.
Which is used for addressing someone in a formal or polite way.
Êtes
is the third person plural form of the verb
être.
To be
sympa
is an informal adjective meaning nice or cool. The sentence structure is simple. Subject, vous, plus verb, êtes, plus adjective, sympas.
Nous fûmes battus.
We were beaten. This sentence uses the
passé simple
tense, which is a past tense used in formal writing and narration, often for historical events or literary works.
The passé simple
tense is formed by conjugating the verb in the infinitive form, which in this case is
être,
to be, to match the subject, which in this case is
nous,
we, so the conjugation is
fume.
The past participle
battu
agrees in gender and number with the subject
nous.
It's a past participle of the verb
battre,
to beat. Therefore, the entire sentence translates to we were beaten using the formal past tense.
Vous êtes givré.
You are drunk.
Vous.
This is the formal plural pronoun, you.
Être.
This is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be conjugated for the formal plural pronoun, you.
Givré.
This is the past participle of the verb, givre, to become intoxicated, used as an adjective, meaning drunk. This sentence is a simple declarative statement using the present tense to express a state of being. It is a somewhat informal phrase in French.
Nous fûmes défaits.
We were defeated. Breakdown.
Nous.
Nous. This is the subject pronoun, we, in the first person plural.
Fumes.
Fume. This is the past participle of the verb, être.
Être.
To be conjugated in the passé simple, past simple, tense for the first person plural. It indicates that the action of being defeated occurred in the past.
Défaites.
Défaire. This is the past participle of the verb, défaire.
Défaire.
To defeat, which is used as an adjective here to describe the state of being defeated. Key concepts. Passé simple. This is a literary past tense in French. It is rarely used in everyday conversation. Past participle as adjective. Here, the past participle, défaites.
Défaire.
Functions like an adjective, modifying the subject,
nous.
Nous. Compound tense. This sentence uses a compound tense, combining the past participle with a conjugated form of être.
Être.
To express the past tense.
Attendez.
Wait. This is a simple imperative verb.
Attendez.
Is the
vous
form of the verb
attendre,
which means to wait. In this case, it is being used as an imperative, meaning it is a command.
Vous êtes malade.
You are sick. This sentence is in the
vous
form, which is the formal you in French. It uses the verb être.
Être.
Which means to be conjugated in the present tense. The adjective, malade.
Malade.
which means sick, is used to describe the subject.
Tu es riche.
You are rich. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense, using the pronoun
tu,
which means you, and the verb
être,
which means to be, the adjective
riche,
meaning rich, modifies the pronoun.
Vous êtes riche.
You are rich. This sentence is in the
vous
form, which is the formal you in French. It is used when addressing someone you don't know well, or someone older than you.
Être
is the present tense of the verb
être,
to be, conjugated in the
vous
form.
Riche
is an adjective meaning rich. It agrees in gender and number with the subject
vous. Vous êtes riche.
You are rich. This sentence is in the
vous
form, which is the formal you in French. It uses the verb
être,
to be, conjugated in the present tense
être,
and the adjective
riche.
Rich. Breakdown.
Vous
formal you
être,
present tense conjugation of the verb
être,
to be,
riche,
adjective meaning rich. Key concepts: formal vs informal you. In French, there are two ways to say you:
tu,
informal, and
vous,
formal.
Vous
is used when addressing someone you don't know well, someone older than you, or someone in a position of authority. Verb conjugation. French verbs are conjugated differently depending on the subject pronoun and tense. Here, the verb
être
is conjugated in the present tense
être,
because the subject is
vous.
Adjectives. Adjectives in French agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Since
riche
is an adjective, it doesn't change because it modifies the implied noun, people, which is plural and doesn't have a gender.
Nous fûmes défaits.
We were defeated. This sentence is in the
passé simple,
past simple tense, which is used for actions that happened in the past and are completed. The subject is
nous,
we, and the verb is
fume.
Were, the verb
être,
to be, is used in the past participle.
Défait,
defeated, to form the passive voice. The passive voice is used when the subject of the sentence is the one who is acted upon, rather than the one doing the acting. The literal translation of this sentence would be, we were made defeated, but in English we would say, we were defeated.
Tu es en sécurité.
You are safe. This sentence is in the tu form, which is the informal you. Tu is the subject pronoun, meaning it is the person or thing performing the action. In this case, it refers to the person being addressed. Is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, which means to be. In this case, it is conjugated in the tu form, meaning it is used when the subject is tu. En sécurité is a prepositional phrase, meaning it is a phrase that functions as an adverb. Modifying the verb is en is a preposition, meaning it shows the relationship between the noun, and the verb sécurité is the noun, meaning safety. So the sentence translates to, you are in safety, or more commonly, you are safe.
Vous êtes en sécurité.
You are safe. This sentence is in the vous form, which is the polite or formal form of you in French. It is used when addressing someone you don't know well, someone older than you, or someone in a position of authority. The verb être, être, is the verb to be in French. In this sentence, it is conjugated in the present tense, être, to agree with the subject, vous. The word en, or, is a preposition that can translate to in, on, or at. In this sentence, it functions as a locative adverb, indicating the place where the subject is safe. The word sécurité, sécurité, is a noun that translates to safety or security.
Tu es sauf.
You are safe. This sentence is in the simple present tense and uses the pronoun
tu,
which means you, informal singular. The verb
est
is the conjugation of the verb
être
to be in the present tense for the pronoun
tu.
The adjective
sauf
means safe. Key concept: the simple present tense in French is used to describe actions that are happening now, are habitual, or are generally true.
Vous êtes sauf.
You are safe. This sentence is in the vous form, which is the formal second person plural, meaning you, in a formal context, used for addressing multiple people, or someone you don't know well.
Et
is the third person plural of the verb être, to be, conjugated in the present tense.
Le
être is the present participle of the verb être, which in this sentence is used as a passive auxiliary verb. The passive voice is used when the subject of the sentence is the recipient of the action, rather than the performer.
Sauf
is the masculine plural adjective meaning safe. This sentence means that the people being addressed are in a safe situation.
Vous êtes sauf.
You are safe. This sentence is in the
vous
form, which is the formal you in French. It is used when addressing someone you don't know well, someone older than you, or someone in a position of authority.
The verb
être is the present tense of the verb
être
to be. In this sentence, it is conjugated in the third person plural, which is used with the pronoun
vous.
The adjective
sauf
means safe and is used as a predicate adjective, meaning it modifies the subject of the sentence.
Vous êtes sauve.
You are saved. The sentence
vous êtes sauve
is in the formal form because it uses the formal vous instead of the informal tu.
Vous
: this is the formal pronoun for you.
Et
: this is the verb to be, conjugated in the present tense, in the second person plural form, which agrees with the subject, vous, formal, you.
Sauve
: this is the feminine past participle of the verb, sauve, to save. Sauve agrees with the subject, vous, because, vous, formal, you, refers to a female.
Vous êtes sauve.
You are safe. This sentence is in the
vous
form, which is the formal you in French. The verb
être
is the present tense of the verb
être
to be, conjugated for the plural you. The word
sauve
is the plural form of the adjective
sauf.
Safe, which is being used as a predicate adjective, meaning it describes the subject.
Tu es sauve.
You are saved. This sentence uses the
tu
form of the verb to be, which means you in the singular form. The verb être To be, in the present tense conjugated in the
to
form is
a.
The word
solve
means saved. So, the complete sentence is, you are saved.
Tu es malade.
You are sick. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Breakdown.
Tu.
This is the informal pronoun, you, in French. It is used when speaking to someone you know well. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, to be, in the second person singular. This means the verb is conjugated for, you, singular.
Malade.
This is the French word for, sick. Key concepts. Informal pronoun. The use of,
tu,
instead of,
vous.
Signifies a casual and informal relationship between the speaker and the person being addressed. Present tense. The sentence is in the present tense, which means the action is happening now, or is a general truth. Subject-verb agreement. The verb agrees in number and person with the subject.
Tu. Nous avons été défaits.
We have been defeated. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb.
Here, avoir
is conjugated as
avoir.
We have, and the past participle of
défaire.
To defeat is
défaire.
The
passé composé
is used to express an action that has been completed in the past, and in this case, it emphasizes the state of being defeated.
Vous êtes malade.
You are sick. This sentence is in the formal form of address in French, as it uses the rude form of the verb être.
Être.
Breakdown. Rude, you, formal, ets, are, present tense of
être.
Conjugated for, rude, malade, sick. The exclamation mark at the end signifies that the sentence is an exclamation, expressing surprise, or concern.
Tu es mince.
You are thin. This sentence is in the present tense, and is a simple statement of fact.
Tu
is the informal second person singular pronoun, meaning you. Is the third person singular form of the verb
être.
To be, conjugated in the present tense to agree with the subject.
Tu
mince. Is an adjective meaning thin.
Vous êtes mince.
You are thin. This sentence uses the formal
vous.
Vous. Which is used for formal situations or when addressing someone you don't know well.
Et.
Is the conjugated form of the verb
et.
To be, in the present tense, second person plural.
Mince
is an adjective meaning
thin. Vous êtes mince.
You are thin. This sentence uses the formal
vous,
which is used for people you don't know well or are showing respect to. It is followed by the verb
être,
which means to be, conjugated in the present tense to agree with the subject
vous,
which is plural. Then it is followed by the adjective
mince,
which means thin, and agrees in number with the subject
vous. Vous êtes faible.
You are weak. This is a simple sentence in the
vous
form of the verb
être.
To be
être.
is a very common verb, and you will see it used frequently. Et is an irregular verb, and its conjugations are important to learn. The
VU
form is used for the formal you. We will discuss the
DU
form later, but
VU
is used as a polite you in French.
Faible
is the adjective weak in the plural. Since it is describing
vous,
it takes the plural form.
Vous êtes raisonnable.
You are reasonable. This sentence uses the
vous
form of the verb
être,
which is the formal way to address someone in French.
Être
is the verb to be, and is conjugated here in the present tense.
Raisonnable
is the adjective, reasonable, and is used in the plural form to agree with the plural subject.
Vous. Tu as perdu.
You lost. This sentence is in the
tu
form, which means you, in the informal singular. It uses the past participle of the verb
perdre,
to lose, which is
perdu.
The past participle is used here to form the passé composé, a common verb tense in French. This tense is used to describe an action that happened in the past and is now finished. So, the full breakdown is
tu,
you, informal singular,
as,
have, from the auxiliary verb
avoir, perdu,
lost, past participle of
perdre.
The sentence literally translates to, you have lost, but in English, it's more natural to say, you lost.